Mike and Stanley back here on BTN Live, and we've talked to you about the tiebreaker documentary coming your way this weekend, the 10-10 game, Ohio State and Michigan in 1973. Time to bring in a former Buckeye who knows something about it. Cornelius Green was a QB who played there. Cornelius, let me start with this. How long did it take for you to learn to hate Michigan?
Probably the first practice. Well, the first practice, I guess Coach Hayes always sent a message because we started practicing for Michigan defense. It was the first practice of since in August 20th.
How would Woody Hayes prepare you for the Michigan game?
Well, Michigan, we're prepared for the Michigan game. Even let's say a regular practice, and somebody might have fumbled the ball, and then all of a sudden, Coach Hayes would turn that fumble scenario into, hey, we were just playing Michigan, and it was third down, and we was on the goal line, and you fumbled the ball and gave the whole game away. I mean, and it might be September, Tuesday in September.
Wow.
And of course, we don't play Michigan until November.
Well, we know Coach Hayes had a real affection for the team up north. This is Stanley. You know,
hey,
I just want to talk a little bit about your legacy against Michigan and why was it that you guys were able to have so much success there?
Well, I think it comes from your coach and hopefully your quarterback too. But, you know, Michigan is a different breed. I'm so fortunate to be 3-0-1 against Michigan. And now look back, you know, 40 years later and never lost to them. I'm very proud of that. Very few people can say that, especially with the 10 years with the Bo and Woody war going on. And to be 3-0-1 during that 10 years and to say that Bo never beat me is astonishing.
Well, I'm very jealous.
And
you'll have to let me borrow some gold pants from time to time.
Yeah, man, I got four pair of those, and that's another amazing feat as well.
So you mentioned the one, of course, the tie, referencing the 10-10 game. Take me back there. What was the intensity on the field like that day?
Well, I mean, it was a dreary, cold, kind of cloudy day, as I can recall. And, of course, we was on cloud nine because, I mean, at halftime, we were up 10-0. And we thought that, well, maybe another 10 points and we'll shut this thing out. And, of course, the tides turned and seemed like the whole second half Michigan kind of controlled the game. And I had a swollen right thumb all week and couldn't pass much at all. And Michigan was bringing Tim in up on the line and still coach refused to pass with me in the game. So I kind of took that on my shoulders a little bit. Of course, my junior, senior year, but of course, that 10-10 tie game, we only passed one time in three quarters while I was in the game. So I kind of took that upon myself because of my thumb was swollen.
And did Woody say that was why you weren't passing, because of your injured thumb?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, of course, Woody's mentality was two things go wrong when you pass, incomplete and interception. You know, that was always his motto. So, and if you look at my record, the passing record, my sophomore year, we were so good running the ball. I think I only passed like 70 times the whole season.
Well, let's talk about some of the weapons that you had at your disposal on that team. In your opinion, what was it, the skilled guys, or was it the fact that your offensive line was so good that you had so much success?
Well, of course, we had Big John Hicks, who was our left tackle and first lineman ever to be voted runner-up for the Heisman. I think John would have been the first lineman to win the Heisman if Archie and Randy Gradishaw didn't share in the Heisman voting that year. So, and of course, we had Steve Myers at center, who ended up being an All-American, and Teddy Smith, right guard. Yeah, so we had a great offensive line. Pete Johnson and Champ Henson in the backfield at fullback, who were great blockers as well. So, yeah, we just came at you. But, you know, at some point, we should have put that ball up in the air when Michigan was bringing 10 men up on the line, no doubt about that.
So the game's over, your season's done, and you have to wait to find out what happens and if you're off to Pasadena. What was that like?
Well, that was so weird because, you know, we had the feeling when we left Michigan. I mean, Michigan was jumping up and down with a 10-10 tie like they had won the game. You know, of course, we were just devastated that we tied because, you know, we were number one in the nation the whole season. And Michigan, I think, was number four in the nation. And to tie them, you know, it was a downer. We didn't know what to expect. And looking at my coach and Coach Hayes, he didn't have that confidence like we were going to go. I mean, if we could look at his face or read him to say how things were going to go, we just didn't know. We were really uncertain.
So now a couple questions I have. Number one,
sure.
I want to talk about the banner and John Hicks.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, what went through your mind when you were coming out of the tunnel, you realized that John Hicks had pulled down the Michigan banner?
Well, of course, Dan, you know, I was always in the back of the line. Because I learned as a freshman, I was out front one time and got into the chaos and didn't have my chin strap fastened, and everybody jumped all over me. I thought I had played four quarters and never got in the game. But so that's always why I stayed in the back. But it was just something. I did get my little jump in to try to pull the banner down, too, finally, when I came out. But it was just awesome. It was just an awesome display of emotions to get us fired up for the game. They should have had that banner out there the second half. Maybe could have tore that banner down the second half and played a little better.
I agree. And then here's my last question. I'll let Mike finish it up. Was the right decision made? Did they send the right team to the Rose Bowl?
The right decision was made. the best team went to California, and obviously we played well. And I kind of proved something to myself. You know, I ended up being MVP in that Rose Bowl game, and I was only 19 years old. So I'm just so glad that happened because, you know, I just had a lot to prove and personally. The right team went.
Cornelius Green, former Buckeye quarterback. Thanks for the time. We appreciate reminiscing with you.
Hey, Mike and Stan, thank you. And Stan, I hope you got the pictures, bro.
I did. They look good.
Okay, man. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet.